Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. It's Paul Hopkins for our podcasting. Leaving an audio on my own blog because it's kind of hard to tell, isn't it? I can't tell anymore where the audio is being left. It was always difficult, but I can't tell now. And it's very strange audio boom. I'm in the wherever I put my playing preference. So if I say I want to play radio, so my content. Sorry, not my content, but the content I follow. Audio Go Boo seems to go through it, backwards, round it, up and down, and all kinds of directions. It's not intelligent at all. But anyway, that wasn't what I was going to say. What I was going to say was that in so doing all of that, I've come across a Boo by Sibby Mead and Sean. So Sean and Siobhan talking about guide dogs, and it says rant one, so I don't know, there's another one somewhere out there in the ether. Don't know. It's something that it's interesting, isn't it? Something I might have left a direct message on, but now without that option, then I'm leaving a public a sort of response. I don't know. I don't know. I've met Siobhan and yet to meet Siobhan. Hopefully that will happen. I didn't really, I didn't like the tone of the of what was being said, and you couldn't help thinking that, you know, was it aimed at one or more people rather than a person that was highlighted somewhere in Cambridgeshire with a Scottish accent. Some of the approaches with my dog, for example, my dog Usher, who needs a bit of a firm direction, really. I felt that actually my way works, and some of what was being said, I kind of wasn't really agreeing with, and it just did feel like judgment, actually. And sometimes when one says, "Oh, I'm not being judgmental," but it usually means, well, actually, to some extent, there are. And I wondered if there was sort of a bit of a hidden agenda, really. Whether it was a message to all guide dog owners that might have a certain approach. But I'm trying to remember exactly what was said, and the trouble is I can't find the boo again. So I'm happy to be corrected on what was or wasn't said, but I'm trying to be accurate as I can, and therefore only keeping to points that I think I can sort of respond to in the knowledge that they were mentioned in the first place. But the things like the multiple commands, so you know, forward, up, whatever. I can speak to Usher like that. I can say to him, you know, straight on, and then find left or straight on or straight on follow or whatever. And I was taught like that. And he's very much, you know, we can be coming out of the barrier of the if we're in London, especially coming out the out into the barrier. Sorry, through the main gate, you know, the onto the underground and then to an escalator. I can sort of say, okay, I should find the gate, and he finds it. Find the escalator, find the escalator, you know, the good boy. And yeah, of course you reaffirm, you know, you reaffirm his actions and his good stuff by crediting him for it, rewarding good behavior. But I think they are like kids, and sometimes they have a bloody tantrum, and you have to say no, leave it, you know, be really strong. And if they don't leave it, then get stronger. And if eventually they do leave it, then you say, good, good boy. Or, you know, that's like long enough that they remember what it is that they did, which evoked a response, I think, which isn't very long. So you can't hold stuff against the dog, really, for very long, because they're like, I ain't got a clue what you're on about after a bit. But very much, I would. And my trainer, I watched them when they were with Usher and getting him to do stuff. It would be like, sit, if he didn't do it. And like, Usher, sit, you know, using his name. He's looking at, oh, BB, BB. You know, you use those commands. I mean, I have to. I was told, and you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, if guide dogs, trainers, and whatever are all sort of gushy and stuff, but that actually the way I handled Usher was necessary because he was, you know, is a very, very confident dog, and he just needs that little bit of direction and sometimes enforcement, you know, positive reinforcement, I suppose you call it. But the fact is, sometimes it starts with a sort of, Usher, leave it, or no, no, like that. And then you get them back into direction. If they're not being distracted off that dog and they listen to what you're saying, then yeah, good boy, you know, all of that. So obviously without sort of any sense of what this other person was doing, it's hard really to comment on whether his approach is right or wrong. But as I said, I to the stage now where I can throw several commands at once at Usher and he'll do it. It's partly because of the route we're on, I guess, so he's in a routine. But yeah, he's very good. And a lot with Usher, he wants to get on and he likes to get through people and things. And that works well in London. But there are times when I just have to, Usher, watch. And there are times when, you know, if I bump into something, of course, what was it that happened today? He rushed. I don't know what it was. We went to the door and he went whizzing round to the right and completely pulling me. And I made him do it again. I was like, no, no. He did it right. I praised him. But sometimes they need a no and a firm instruction, I think. So I don't know. I sort of felt not, you know, because I don't feel bad about the way I talk to Usher. You know, very few exceptions. But felt that maybe the post was a little bit directive rather than really seeking a response that was a sort of someone else's formulated opinion. I think that's kind of the way it came across to me. But I hope others respond and I hope that they might even disagree with me. It's just my feeling on the subject, really. That's all I can say. But, you know, it's not a problem. That's just it. That's why it came across, and I think that's the thing. I think it was almost the protesting too much around. I'm not judging, but if it is a judgment, then it's a judgment. If it was obviously an observation, and obviously it was something that was disagreed with by, say Siobhan and possibly Sean by the sound of it. So, you know, then therefore it is a judgment. You know, it's not a problem. But it's, I think, say it for what it is, really. But anyway, those are my thoughts, and I hope that's okay. Here's to Audio Boom and all who sail in it, and its public responses that are kind of the name of the game. They can't even comment, but actually I don't mind. I think it's good for the community, generally speaking, that we get to hear each other, and we're all out a bit more, out in the open, as it were. So this is my public message to Sean and Siobhan's post. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.